episode 756, Wake Up Now.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're having a splendid weekend. I cannot believe it's already such a day. It is, and it is a glorious day in the neighborhood, and I pray that you are having some wonderful memories being made with your family and your friends. Some of you may even be getting ready for the Super Bowl. I know some are actually going to the Super Bowl, and some of you are like, I don't care about the Super Bowl, and that's all right, too. Whatever you are doing, know that I am thinking about you. We're just going to have kind of a little girl chat today. I was thinking about everything that's going on, and I know my schedule has been just kind of crazy, and we're already into February, and sometimes we just need time to what? Wake up now. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. Well, now that we've got all of that out of the way, because sometimes, you know, we got to do our due diligence. We got to take care of our domestic beauties. Remember what those are? Those are like our chores in life. I don't like to call them chores, though. Domestic beauty sounds so much better. It sounds better that I'm going to go do my domestic beauties, my laundry and my dusting and my vacuuming. It just sounds pretty. And I feel like we need to be pretty once in a while because we're always dealing with the mess. I don't know about you, but with my five kiddos, we've got a lot of mess. And in fact, there's no time like the present. Wake up now! Okay, do I have your attention finally? I hope you're awake. Whether it's in the middle of the afternoon that you're listening to this, or it's in the morning, or maybe you really just want to be falling asleep to my voice. Maybe I should speak a little slower. Okay, that's for another episode, because you know I can't do that all the time. I can try. I can be on purpose. But now it's time to wake up. It may be your sleeping day, but what you have, the world needs. You can't go through life waiting for everything to be perfect. Perfection won't come. You can't wait until you have the money. Finances are never guaranteed. You can't hold on to the should-haves because you'll miss the nows. Wake up now. You are being called into greatness. As a mom of five, I never thought I would actually have five children. I really thought that I would have a lot more. Now, my hubby, on the other hand, would have been fine with one or two, but not me. I was good with like 12. Seriously, when I was growing up, I wanted twins and triplets. I don't know what came over me because I've never had any twins or triplets. It doesn't necessarily run in our family at all, but that was just something that I wanted from a little girl. That was kind of like my little mommy dream that I had. Well, when I found out that we were pregnant with our first, I was on my way to medical school. I was about to enter the first year of med school. And it was tough because I really wanted to be a physician. I wanted to serve and help people. And I really felt like God had said, that is the way you're to go. And so when I was kind of felt plagued almost that I found out I was pregnant, and not that I didn't absolutely love the idea of having a child, because I just told you I wanted 12. I would have gone for as many as I could have. But it was just one of those things. I was torn, my dreams or God's dreams. Well, God had bigger plans. He called me into motherhood, and over a period of 8 years, we grew our family to number 7, God's number. He called me into greatness. See, even as a mom, you are called into greatness. As a businesswoman, you are called into greatness. As an entrepreneur, you are called into greatness. As a wife, you are called into greatness. And he's calling you now. Wake up. Wake up now. There's no time to be sitting here in slumber. You have work to do. Maybe you're stuck or needing a little nudge. Consider yourself nudged with love and a little kiss too. You gotta wake up. I know life can be just such a heartache sometimes. And we get busy and we get trapped in the mundane things. We get trapped in our responsibilities. We get trapped in the bills. We get trapped in just kind of whatever is thrown at us. We get trapped in that health result that comes back from a medical test we had. We get trapped in our own doings, thinking that these are the expectations that people have set out for me and this is what I've got to go do. But you're called into greatness. And are you working toward that greatness? That's a tough question. And it's one that I wrestled with for years. I wrestled with it after I graduated from college. See, I was one of those creatives, I guess you could call me. I changed my major multiple times. I think if I remember correctly, it was at least 5 times. And that's a lot. And I still graduated early. Go figure. And from my second semester of my freshman year, I took always over 20 credit hours a semester. When I did my summer school, I took basically a full semester worth of hours. So that's like double the amount that you take during a regular semester. Yeah, people called me crazy. I did what I had to do. And I thought I was going the right direction, and I thought I had it all mapped out. And then God would point me another way, and then he brought a bow into my life, which, you know, bows, yeah, my wonderful hubby, kind of can mess things up. But I would stumble upon this question, Lord, what am I to do with my life? And I think so many times we get to that point in our life, but we don't even really give but maybe 10 minutes of our thoughts to it. We kind of sit down, we kind of go through the process, and then the next thing you know, we're just like, oh, got to get back to doing whatever I was doing. I got to make sure I get dinner done or put them here, or, you know, take care of the kids or take care of the boyfriend, whatever the case may be. And you're back on the back burner. Wake up now. It's time to walk into your greatness. Be confident in who you're becoming. God is grooming you for his work. As much as I thought I was living out the expectations that not only God wanted, but everybody else wanted of me. Because yes, I was a people pleaser. Yes, I was the perfectionist. Yes, I wanted to make sure I did things right. Not necessarily always in the right order. I mean, come on, you change your major 5 times or more. I don't think that's the right order. Yet I graduated early. I wanted to kind of what? Stand out probably. But you know what? You stand out every single day because you're you. You don't have to sit here and put on a mask to be different. You don't have to put on that mask to hide what is really going on in your life. God is calling you in to greatness. There's no reason to run. Yeah, it may be scary. Whatever you're looking at, maybe you're looking at a move. Maybe you're looking at a brand new career. Maybe you're looking at moving from the corporate world back home or vice versa, home to the corporate world. That can be just as scary. I might run to the high heels too, right with you. But you know what? Nothing is impossible. Nothing. Because God's got you. Wake up now. There's no time but now to walk into your greatness, the greatness that God has already been preparing the way for. You need to know that you are loved. You are worthy. You are unique. That you matter. So wherever you are right now, in this immediate moment in your life, I want to ask you, are you walking in your greatness? And are you doing it with boldness, with confidence, knowing that no matter what, God will provide? You have to walk by faith. And guess what? Sometimes, yeah, we got to wake up now. It's time to wake up and smell that coffee. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker, but if that's what you need to get yourself up and moving, then get the coffee pot brewing because you're being called into greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.